जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। जय श्री जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। थोड़ा जोर से है ना। थोड़ा जोर से बोलना चाहिए ना मुझे। आई थिंक आई शुड रिपीट अगेन। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, दावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदाय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। आज निर्जल एकादशी नहीं है ना? ओके, आई थॉट दैट यू आर सेविंग योर एनर्जी फॉर होल डे। दैट्स गुड, एनर्जी सेविंग करना अच्छा होता है। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 6 एंटाइटल द प्रोजेनी ऑफ डॉटर ऑफ दक्ष, टेक्स्ट नंबर 27 टू 32। सुरभेर महिषा गावो ये च अन्ये द्विषापा नृप, ताम्रायशेन गृध्राद्य मुनेरप्सरासां गणा। सुरभेर्महिषा गावो ये चान्ये द्विषापा नृपा, ताम्रायशेन गृध्राद्या मुनेरप्सरासां गणा। सुरभेर्महिषा गावो ये चान्ये द्विषापा नृप, ताम्रायशेन गृध्राद्या मुनेरप्सरासां गणः। सुरभेर्महिषा गावो निपा ताम्रायशेन गृध्राद्या मुनेरप्सरसां गणा। सुरभेर्महिषा गावो ये चान्ये द्विषापा नृपा, ताम्रायशेन गृध्राद्या मुनेरप्सरसां गणा। सुरभेर्महिषा गावो ये चान्ये द्विषपा नृपा, ताम्रायशेन गृध्राद्या मुनेरप्सरसां गणा। सो रीडिंग वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। सुरभेर फ्रॉम द वूम्ब ऑफ सुरभि, महिषा बफेलो गावः काउज ये हु च अल्सो अन्ये अदर्स द्विषपहा हैविंग क्लोवन हूव्स, नृप ओकिंग ताम्रायः फ्रॉम ताम्रा, शेन ईगल्स, गृध्राद्या वल्चर्स एंड सो ऑन, मुने फ्रॉम मुनि, अप्सरासाम ऑफ एंजल्स, गणाहा द ग्रुप्स। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदन स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। माय डियर किंग परीक्षित, फ्रॉम द वूम ऑफ सुरभि द बफेलो काउ and other animals with cloven hooves took birth. From the womb of Tamra, the eagles, vultures, and other large birds of prey took birth. And from the womb of Muni, the angels took birth. So there are no purports, so we continue with the shlokas. Text number 28. Danda Shukhadya Sarpa Rajan Krodha Vashatmaja Ilaya Bhuruhaha Sarve Yatu Dhanascha Saurasha. Translation: the sons born of Krodhavasha were the serpents known as Dandashuka, as well as other serpents and the mosquitoes. All the various creepers and trees were born from the womb of Ila. The Rakshasas, bad spirits, were born from the womb of Surasa. Text number 29. Arishtayastu Gandharva Kasthaya Dvishaphetaraha Suta Danor Eka Shastis Tesham Pradhanikan Shuno Dvimurdha Shambaro Arishto Hayagrivo Vibhavaso Ayo Mukha Sankha Shankushiraha Swarbhanu Kapilo Arunaha Puloma Vrishaparvacha Eka Chakro Anutapana Dhumrakesho Virupaksho Viprachittischa Durjaya. So translation: the Gandharvas were born from the womb of Arishta, and animals whose hooves are not split, such as horse, were born from the womb of Kastha. O king, from the womb of Danu came 61 sons, of whom these 18 were very important. Dvimurdha, Shambara, Arishta, Hayagriva, Vibhavasu, Ayomukha, Shankushira, Swarbhanu, Kapila, Aruna, Puloma, Rishaparva, Ekachakra, Anutapana, Dhumrakesha, Virupaksha, Viprachitti, and Durjaya. So these are the few verses which we are discussing today. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6, Chapter 6, entitled The Progeny of Daughter of Daksha. Till now we have discussed about the progeny of Daksha, where we have seen that initially the Daksha in his second life, he was born as a son of Prachetas, but he was not satisfied with this human body, as he was thinking it as inferior, and he again wanted to regain his original position as Prajapati. So he went on to go for doing tapasya, penances, and doing penances for long time, Again, he returns as a Prajapati. So being Prajapati, he first gave birth to 10,000 sons, but later Narad Muni converted them all to the renunciates. Seeing them becoming renunciate, Daksha was very much saddened, and he gave birth again to more 1,000 sons. But this 1,000 sons also later on took to the renounce order of life, because of which Daksha was very much angry on Narad Muni. But later he decided that rather than begetting sons, it is better to beget daughters, because there is no chances of daughters getting into renounce order of life. So he later on gave birth to many daughters, of which it has been explained that 21 were given to Chandra, 14 were given to Kashyap Rishi, and remaining were given to few other sages. So all these daughters of Daksha were married to different personalities, of which now the daughters who were married to Kashyap Rishi, the Prajapati Kashyap, the 14 daughters were married to Prajapati Kashyaps, their progeny has been described. Now, this progeny of the progeny from this 14 daughters of Daksha has completely covered the whole of this universe from their offspring. So here Shukdev Goswami is describing the important descendants of these 14 daughters of Daksha, and they were not just a human being, they have given birth to many other species also, just like it is mentioned here that Surabhi, the daughter of Daksha, gave birth to buffaloes, cows, and other cloven hooves animals. So all these species are born from the Surabhi. Again, the Tamra, the daughter of Daksha called Tamra, gave birth to the eagles, vultures, and other flying species. So we see that all these daughters have given birth to different species which has filled this whole universe, and because of which we see so many variegated animal forms in this universe we see. So it appears that this description shows that there is recreation again at the time of new Manvantar. In the fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that when there is new Manvantar starts, all the seven planet systems, also Bhuvar and Swargaloka, gets destroyed, and new set of administrative heads takes birth or appears. So even in this case also we understand that all the species which we find on these earthly planets get destroyed after every Manvantars. And when the new Manvantar starts, all the species again reappears in different ways. Here we see the Kashyap Rishi and their wives, 14 wives, were responsible for recreating different species again in this Manvantara. So, again, in previous shlokas, I don't exactly remember, I have read somewhere that the Chakshusha Manu was born again from the daughter of Daksha only. So, Chakshu, the son, the Chakshu, was born from the daughter of Daksha only. So this Chakshusha Manvantara has been started, and in that Chakshusha Manvantara, all these different varieties of species are getting born. So this is just a description of who were born in this Manvantara, and now we're going to discuss something which is relevant to present day, that is, we are celebrating Lord Jagannath's festival of Rath Yatra, and recently we have celebrated Snan Yatra festival. So all these festivals we are discussing. So I thought, since there is no purport to this shlokas, and there is only a description of different progeny of daughter of Daksha, so I thought it is better to discuss something about Lord Jagannath. As you all know, that Lord Jagannath, every year, he comes out to give darshan to the fortunate living entities in this world who come to Jagannath Puri and are getting blessed by his darshan. So, I came to know that the Snan Yatra is considered to be the birthday of Lord Jagannath. The birthday of Lord Jagannath means Lord Jagannath appeared on that day, and that day is considered to be the festival where the Lord is being bathed, and he comes out for the first time in a year to give darshan to his devotees. So in the Snan Yatra, after performing Snan Yatra, Lord gets sick, he gets fever. And for that purpose, because he gets feverish, so for 15 days he remains inside the temple and he don't give darshan. Also, after Snan Yatra, or while having a Snan Yatra also, he's decorated with Gajavesh. Gajavesh means elephant faced. Lord Jagannath. Now, I was very much curious that why Lord Jagannath is being decorated in a Gajavesh. What is the story behind it? So I thought, let us discuss that. I know that you all know all that story, but for my own understanding and purification, I would like to speak on that. Once there was a Brahmana in Karnataka village. His name was Ganpati Bhatta. The Ganpati Bhatta was reading from Brahma Puran, and he was reading that Lord, the Parabrahma, has now appeared in this Kali Yuga in Purushottam Kshetra at Puri Dham. And whoever takes darshan of Parabrahma there at Puri will naturally attain moksha at that very point. Means as soon as you take darshan of Lord Jagannath, you will immediately get moksha. So he was not knowing that it is Lord Jagannath, but in the Shastra it is said that it is Parabrahma who has appeared in Puri. And that Ganpati Bhatta was naturally very devoted to Lord Ganesha. And he used to think that Parabrahma is none other than Lord Ganesha himself. So he was having a vague idea of Ganesha, or the form of Lord Ganesh, as being a Parabrahma. And in that way he was worshipping Ganpati as Parabrahma. So he thought, let me go and have darshan of Parabrahma who appeared at Puri. And as mentioned in the Brahma Puran, that whoever takes the darshan of Parabrahma at Puri will immediately get moksha at that instant itself. So he thought it is better to go there. Anyway, this material life is miserable. So rather than continuing this material life, why not take darshan of Lord Parabrahma, the Supreme Lord, and then I should get mukti from this miserable life. So he started walking towards Jagannath Puri, and at Puri, while approaching, he came to near the entry point to एंट्री पॉइंट ऑफ पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र विच इज प्रेजेंटली नोन एज अट्ठारह नाला एरिया. सो एट दैट प्लेस दैट ब्राह्मणा केम एंड ही मेट फ्यू वैष्णवास हु हैज टेकन दर्शन ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ एंड वॉज रिटर्निंग बैक. सो ही आज दोज वैष्णवास दैट डिड यू टुक दर्शन ऑफ परब्रह्म एंड दोज वैष्णवास सेड यस वी सर्टनली सॉ द ब्यूटिफुल दर्शन ऑफ परब्रह्म एंड वी आर वेरी मच प्लीज. सो एंड वी आर गिविंग एंड वी आर गोइंग बैक टू अवर होम. वी हैव अवर फैमिलीज, वी हैव चिल्ड्रंस एंड वी आर गोइंग बैक आफ्टर हैविंग दर्शन ऑफ लॉर्ड सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. सो दिस गणपति भट्ट वॉज वेरी मच कन्फ्यूज बिकॉज वॉट ही हैव रेड इन द शास्त्र वॉज दैट एज सुन एज वन टेक द दर्शन ऑफ परब्रह्म ही इमीजिएटली गेट्स मुक्ति. सो इफ समबडी गेट्स मुक्ति देन हाउ ही कैन बी गोइंग बैक टू होम. सो ही मस्ट बी फ्रीड फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल एंटैंगलमेंट सेल्फ. ही इज अगेन गोइंग बैक होम. सो ही थॉट दैट मे बी ही माइट हैव टेकन दर्शन ऑफ समबडी एल्स, मे नॉट बी परब्रह्म. सो ही अगेन स्टार्टेड वॉकिंग एंड ही केम क्लोजर टू द सिंहद्वार. एट द सिंहद्वार ही सॉ few pujaris were walking by and he asked those pujaris, did you saw Lord Parabrahma in the temple? And the pujari says, yes, we always see Lord Parabrahma, we worship him, we are pujaris. So he was again confused, this pujari also saw Parabrahma and after seeing Parabrahma they are not getting mukti. That means the words of the scripture are false. So what is the use of me going and taking darshan? Maybe in Brahma Puran whatever is written is maybe an exaggeration. It may not be true. So he was thinking in that way and Ganpati Bhatta thought, so let me go back to home because I was being misled by the scriptural statement. As Lord Jagannath was very much knows everyone's heart, he understood that he is doubting scripture. So he appeared there in a form of a brahmana. And he spoke with Ganpati Bhatt that, oh, you came to Lord, you came to Jagannath Puri and you didn't took the darshan of the Lord. Why you are going back again? So Ganpati Bhatt told him everything that I read in the Brahma Puran such and such thing. And I see that people going and taking darshan of Parabrahma and still returning back without getting mukti. So I wasted my time by coming here. So that Brahmana said, the Supreme Lord in the form of Brahmana said, it is not like that. Parabrahma is not only the giver of mukti, but he is also a kalparuksha or desire tree. Whoever asks and goes or approaches him with whatever feelings he have or desire he have, Lord fulfills that. Since these people came to Jagannath Puri or since these people came to Puri Kshetra with a desire to go back home again, so Lord fulfilled their desire of going back home again. If you desire mukti from the Lord, certainly you will get the same thing. So don't feel confused or don't doubt the words of the scripture. Go and have the darshan of Parabrahma. So after hearing these words of the Brahmana, this Ganpati Bhatta thought, so let me go and have the darshan. So when he started going there, he realized that day was a day of a snan yatra. And Lord Jagannath is coming out of the temple to give darshan to so many people there. So he waited outside temple. He saw Lord Jagannath in his wonderful form. But when he saw that Jagannath didn't have a form of a gaja or an elephant face, so he again became confused. So he thought, maybe this is not Lord Parabrahma. Maybe Parabrahma will come after some time. So he was waiting for a long time. And the snan yatra procedure started. And he asked nearby person, when is Parabrahma is going to appear? Who are these deities who are being abhishekt? And where is Parabrahma? When is going to come? And the nearby person said, oh, he is Parabrahma. He is Lord Jagannath. the maintainer of the whole creation. And then Ganpati Bhatta thought, maybe I am getting fooled. Parabrahma is Gaja-faced, he is Ganpati, Lord Ganesha. And I don't see that form here. So, thinking that, he started walking back again. Again, the same Brahmana or the Supreme Lord in the form of Brahmana come there and informs him, don't worry, you go back and take the darshan. Meanwhile, the Supreme Lord approaches the king of Orisha or Jagannath Puri and he informs him that Lord wants to have a Gaja Vesha now itself. Decorate the Lord with the Gaja face, and every Snana Yatra you should decorate the Lord with this beautiful face of elephant face. So immediately Lord arranged, the king arranged the deities to be decorated with Gaja face. And when this Ganpati Bhatta saw Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, especially Jagannath and Baldev he saw in a elephant face form. So he became very happy. That appearance, that form, after seeing that form, he realized that this is the Parabrahma which I am supposed to see, have the darshan. And because he came with a desire to gain mukti, immediately he, while performing dandavat, he immediately left his body. And everybody saw that his life air or the soul merged into the body of Lord Jagannath. So in that way, from that day onwards, every Snana Yatra, he has been decorated with a Gaja face in remembrance of that Ganpati Bhatta. So I was just thinking that how is it possible that Ganesha is considered to be a Parabrahma and the Supreme Lord is appearing as Ganpati. Later, I was reading one of the incident from the Back to Godhead magazine. Especially I searched this wonderful magazine which we generally use on the occasion of Ganpati festival. In that, there is a wonderful story about Lord Ganesha and his appearance. In Brihad Bhagavatamrit, there is a mention that Ganpati is not a personality of this material world. He is from Paravyoma, that is, from the spiritual world. Now, how is he from spiritual world? When Gopakumar, when he was visiting different places, and when he, after in his way back to the spiritual world, he went out of this universe, from this Brahmanda, and he saw a wonderful Brahma Tej out of this Brahmanda. And in that Brahma Tej, when he was just moving around, he saw that there is a huge congregation of Lord Shiva that is approaching, and this is happening in the Brahma Jyoti, everything that is happening in Brahma Jyoti. And he saw Nandi was there, Lord Shiva was there, and Ganpati was also there. So Ganpati or Lord Ganesha is a eternal associate of Lord Shiva. So he is a spiritual personality, he is not a personality of this Brahmanda. Again, there is a mention in one of the Puranas where I've read in a book by Dhanudra Swami regarding the Vedic cosmology. In that also it is written that Ganesha was discussing with somebody, I don't exactly remember the name of that translation or in that context, but he was saying that Ganesha was saying that I see many Chaturbhuj Vishnu Dutas traveling in different universes trying to protect the devotees of Lord Vishnu. So here also it is mentioned that Ganpati is out of this universe. Means out of this in the sense, he is not a part of this universe or this material creation. He eternally resides in the spiritual world in Shiva Loka, or where Shambhu resides. Shambhu, na? What is that loka? Kailas Loka. The eternal Kailas Loka of the spiritual world. So eternally he resides there, Ganpati. So in the Brahma Vaivarta Puran, there is a story of appearance of Ganpati, birth of Ganpati, that has been described. And this Brahma Vaivarta Puran describes how Ganpati appears at a different type in a different way. So in that description, it is mentioned that once Lord Shiva was meditating upon the pastime of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, and he was smiling while meditating. Parvati Devi, who was happened to be near to him, she thought, she became curious that why my Lord is smiling while meditating. So she asked, on what you are smiling? And then Lord says, I was remembering the wonderful childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna, how he's being so naughty. So Parvati said, I also want to hear those pastimes. And while hearing those pastimes from Lord Shiva, Mother Parvati also thought that isn't it will be better that I can have also the same kind of child, so that I can also enjoy the wonderful pastimes of Lord. So she was desiring to have a child like Krishna. So she expressed her desire to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said, if that is your desire, then start praying to Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Then she started doing vrata to please Lord, the Supreme Lord Krishna. And after completion of that vrata, the Supreme Lord Krishna appeared and asked what benediction she wanted. And she said, I wish to have a son like you. Lord said, nobody can be like me, so I will become your son. So he appeared in as her son. It is not like he appeared from the womb of Mother Parvati. But when Mother Parvati, after performing that vrata, and when Lord Vishnu gave that benediction, she went back to her inner chamber in her own home. She saw a small child lying on a bed, was very effulgent. He was having a blackish complexion like a fresh rain cloud, and looking very wonderful. And Mother Parvati became very much pleased to have such wonderful child. And she immediately arranged for a wonderful festivity. She invited all the residents of heavenly planets, asked them to give benediction to his child, her child. So everybody was coming. And in that group of demigods, Shani Dev was also there. But Shani Dev didn't wanted to go there, because Shani Dev was having a curse that whoever he have put his sight on, he will be destroyed. That person will get destroyed. So Shani Dev, even though he wanted to have wonderful darshan of the Supreme Lord, he was not able to approach there, because he was fearing, if I see that beautiful child, he will be destroyed. So Mother Parvati came to know that all the other demigods came and gave benediction to her child, but only Shani Dev didn't came. So Parvati Devi assured him that don't worry, nothing will happen. He is Supreme Lord. Your bad drushti or kudrushti will not affect him. So you can come and take darshan. So as soon as Shani Dev came and saw Lord, immediately his head cut off and that child died. Mother Parvati became so upset that just because of Shani's sight, my child has died. So she became very much upset and she started crying. Lord Shiva, when he came to know such things has happened, he immediately thrown that trishul and asked the trishul that whatever, whichever being come first in your vision, bring that being's head to me. And that trishul cut off the head of a baby elephant. And that elephant face was then replaced on the child's face, on head. So in that way, the Ganpati or the Lord got the face of an elephant head. So that is how what has been described in Brahma Vaivarta Puran. Of course, this story is from different kalpa. But that is how we understand from this story that Ganpati is also is one of the incarnation of the Supreme Lord Himself. So, even though we may call, while performing worship, even though we may call Him as a demigod or something like that, in some of the kalpas, the Supreme Lord Himself has appeared as Ganesha. So if we think in that way, then the story of Ganpati Bhatta or the Gaja face of the Supreme Lord appears realistic. Because previously I was also thinking that how it is that Ganpati, we consider him as demigod, then he is, can be considered as a, the Supreme Lord Himself appears as a Gaja face, as showing a elephant head appearance. So later when I read all this thing, I realized that there are many things in the scripture which we may not know. So rather than doubting the scriptures or rather than doubting the stories, we must read more and go more in detail about this aspect and try to understand the fact in a more elaborate form or more open-mindedness we should think of it. So that is a story of Gajavesh of the Supreme Lord. So that is what I understand. So we have some more time. So can we have one more story of Lord Jagannath? If you like to hear, if you are not getting tired. So there is one more story of Lord Jagannath. His name was Raghu Arakshita. Have anybody have heard Raghu Arakshita, the story of? So there is one wonderful devotee, wonderful couple who were a devotee of the Supreme Lord Jagannath. And they were very, very dedicated devotee of Lord Jagannath, used to go every year to Jagannath Puri. And for a long time they didn't had a child. So they performed lot of tapasya and gave lot of things in charity and always prayed to Lord Jagannath to bless them with a child who will be his devotee. And by Lord Jagannath's grace, a child is born to them and they kept his name Raghu. This Raghu was from very childhood was very devoted to Lord Jagannath. Used to worship Lord Jagannath with complete dedication. So slowly he started to grow, and from very childhood itself he was very much attached to giving the things in charity. Even when he was a child, he used to give his toys in charity to other people. So he was very charitable, especially to the devotees. He was very charitable. So when he was growing and when he became 12 years old, he was married to a girl named Annapurna. This Annapurna was very small at that time, and previously the child marriages were common. And Raghu used to go to Annapurna's house every now and then, as it was a custom that after the marriage also the girl used to stay at her parents' house, and the boy used to stay at his parent house. And once in a while, the husband and wife used to meet each other. In that way, they came to know each other. So in this way, Raghu was staying with his parents and Annapurna was staying with her parents at different places. After some time, when Raghu grew up, he was so charitable that he never used to think about whether by doing this charity, how much he himself is losing. He used to give charity like anything. And his parents were also not very much opposing, because they were also devotee and they liked that his son is using all the money in service of the Vaishnavas. So they are also happy. After some time, the father died due to old age, and his mother also, because after the death of her husband, she also goes sati along with her husband. So now Raghu is alone, and as it was a custom that until the bride comes to a proper age, she will not migrate to husband's house. So since Annapurna was very small and Raghu was getting younger, so since he was the only person in the house, all the property belonged to him. Even there is no proper source of income, he still used to do lot of charitable things and used to serve Vaishnavas lavishly. So after some time, he lost everything. He lost his house, he lost his land, he lost all his property, and there was now nothing left for him, and he became a beggar by serving Vaishnavas. So later he was thrown out, then he thought, so what is the use of staying in this place? Let me go to Jagannath Puri, where my dear Lord stays. There I will stay at Jagannath Puri. Every day I will have his darshan. And whatever prasad of Lord Jagannath I will get in charity, I will honor that, and that way I will spend my life. And he forget about his marriage also. So he went to Jagannath Puri and started living a life of an austere beggar. Later on, the parents of Annapurna realized that his husband has become beggar, poverty-stricken, and they also thought, let us marry our daughter to somebody else again, because they didn't want to give their daughter to a poor person or a beggar. So they decided to marry Annapurna to somebody else. And that way they have arranged for a marriage. When Annapurna understand that she is getting married to some other person, when she is already married, and Annapurna also, since from childhood she thought that Raghu was her husband, she became very chaste and faithful to Raghu. And she thought it will be a bad thing to if I get married to somebody else. So let me remain chaste with my one husband only. So she immediately sought of giving this information to her husband, Raghu. So she saw that somebody from her village is going to Jagannath Puri. So she wrote a letter to Raghu that such and such thing is happening. If you don't come in 10 days, I will commit suicide, but I will not get married to somebody else. Better you come in 10 days. So when these people who were pilgrims went to Jagannath Puri, already 9 days was over. And when these pilgrims search for Raghu, they give Raghu the message. Raghu realized only 1 day is remaining and Annapurna may get will commit suicide. He became very much upset, and he immediately approached Lord Jagannath and informed him that such and such thing is happening. Oh Lord Jagannath, you are the Supreme Lord. You take care of your devotees. Because of me, this poor girl will be committing suicide. Please protect her. Do something. You can do everything. Please do something. And in that way, crying, Raghu slept in the temple hall itself. Next day when he wake up just outside the house of Annapurna. The Jagannath ji has transferred him while he was sleeping to the Annapurna's village. So when Annapurna realized that my husband is back, she becomes so happy. She said, now I will get married to him only. I will not going to marry anybody else. Even the parents of Annapurna became surprised at how this person came here. And then they happily arranged the marriage of those two. But since she was already been declared in marriage to somebody else again, those people become upset. So when Annapurna and Raghu were returning back to Jagannath Puri, these people sent some soldiers to kill them, Annapurna and Raghu. So when Annapurna and Raghu were running, while running, Annapurna was saying that, praying to the Supreme Lord, "Oh Lord Jagannath, why these things are happening to us? We just wanted to worship you. We have not committed anything wrong. Kindly protect us." So when they were running in that way, they saw two soldiers on two horseback. They were coming in with towards them. And these two soldiers asked these two people, Annapurna and Raghu, "Why you are getting worried and why you are running?" They said that, "We are running because one small army of my would-be husband is become very upset with me and they are sending a soldier to kill us. We are running for our life." And they explained everything what has happened. So these two soldiers, who are none other than Lord Jagannath and Balram themselves, they started to protect them. And when this small army who was trying to kill them, when they approached nearby, they saw a huge Vishwarupa of the Supreme Lord, who is protecting Raghu and Annapurna. From very far itself, they saw the big form of Lord Vishnu having a Shankha Chakra Gada Padma in his hand. And all the soldiers become very afraid and they ran away. In that way, the Supreme Lord protected these people. So that is how this Raghu Arakshita. Now the word Arakshita is not the surname. When Raghu came to Jagannath Puri, when he lost everything, he came to Lord Jagannath and said, "Oh Lord Jagannath, I am orphan." Orphan means anath, and anath also means Arakshita, means one who has no one to be protected. So he said, he approached to Lord Jagannath and said, "I am Raghu Arakshita and I came here to be protected by you. Kindly protect me." So in that way, Lord Jagannath has accepted him, and in that way he got his name Raghu Arakshita. So this is a small story. Now why I describe this story is very important is that sometimes when a devotee is, they always think about future and they say that we should be practical enough while dealing in this society. So here Raghu, even though he was having a limited source of income, he used all his property and everything, all the wealth, in serving Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. He never once thought that if I lose everything, how will I continue serving or what will happen to me. He gave everything in serving Vaishnavas. And even Annapurna, who was the small child, she was also very much chasteful toward her husband, thinking that, "Oh, even though my husband has lost everything, but what is the quality she was thinking in her husband?" That she thought that even though my husband was poor and beggar, still he has a wonderful aspect of serving a Vaishnavas. So because of which she was very much attached to her own husband, which we understand that is very much important. So when she left with her husband back to Puri, she knew that when we go to Puri, we will not have anything to leave. I have to live like a beggar. But still she went with her husband to Jagannath Puri. And she stayed with Raghu in a poverty-stricken life for a long time. And after some time, Lord Jagannath blessed them with a lot of opulence. Slowly, slowly, their nature of charity, serving Vaishnavas, it becomes so popular that the king of Orissa became very much attracted to them. And then, by the help of king, they become very much opulent thereafter. So here, the aspect of Raghu Arakshita is that serving Vaishnavas should not be serving Vaishnavas should not be affected by externalities of this world. One should be ready to serve the Vaishnavas in whatever capacity, in whichever way. Don't think what will happen in future. Let me serve Vaishnava, that should be our first priority. So that is what I wanted to describe about this pastime. So thank you very much. Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Bhagwan Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai.